News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, every year, Albert Toomey stages a special memorial event to pay tribute to the family she lost to a driver suffering in a mental health crisis. And she uses the weekend to promote road safety and raise money for local charities and, above all, honour the memories of her husband, her son and her unborn daughter. And she joins us now. Albert, thank you very much for speaking to us firstly on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Will you remind our listeners what happened to your family?
In 2012, which is, my God, almost 10 years ago, Khan and Oisin and myself went on holiday to the UK on the 30th of June, took the boat over, that way we could bring teddies and all sorts, you know, for little men. And I was 5.5 months pregnant with little lady at the time. We had literally 6 magical days. Day 7 was a bit like this morning. It was wet and miserable, and we took little man for a swim in the pool. And we were had about a lunch, and we were going for a little play in an indoor play centre. And the next thing I remember is it was almost the end of July. In the meantime, on our way, we had been involved in a serious road traffic collision with suicidal driver Marek. And Marek at the time was being followed by the police. He crashed into us, and it claimed precious little man and little lady and left Conor and myself fighting for our lives. I woke up the end of July to be told what had happened, and needless to mention, it was talk about waking up in a nightmare.
Yeah.
Then we were air ambulance back to Cork in the end of August. I signed myself out after about 2 days, thanks to my poor mum and dad, who took me home, crutches and metal bits and all of it, and they promised they'd bring me up and down to Conn every day, which they did, until I was able to drive maybe around Christmas. Themselves and Mum and Dad and Norma and my brother Tomás had a road show going. And then on the 3rd of May, Conn passed away from the extent of his injuries.
Okay. Albert, I'm so sorry, and I can only imagine losing your husband, your son, and your baby, your unborn baby. I can only imagine what that is in terms of lives being destroyed. But you have been campaigning ever since around road safety. Tell us what reforms you're looking for.
Basically, I think I delved into the report on the crash after Conn left as probably a focus. And I had little man's inquest coming up, and I went from blaming Marek, Lord Marston, the gentleman who crashed into us, to blaming the police officer who was involved. And it was really the more I read the report, and when I saw him that day at Oisin's inquest, he was only a young, like 23, 24 year old police officer. And at the time when he had spotted Marek's car, he had asked control room for advice, and that the transcript goes on, but like he was left kind of high and dry to make a decision, and he was in the whole frenzy of the I have the car, what do I do, if you know what I mean.
I do.
So I think I went from that to blaming the controller staff. My blame passes along the channel.
Yeah.
But so yeah, I pushed for it all. They did, like, he was never trained in suicide awareness. There was never a mention of, no, obviously suicidal drivers, thanks be to God, are not a very common thing. But I would have started my campaign then that at least have, you know, the basic, training. And then I did a few presentations with the police and was lucky enough that they, I don't know if, as it, while my in my teaching career, if a parent had been giving me advice how to teach a class, how good I'd have been about it. But they really took on board stuff I said.
Okay.
And even so much so, last week I got a lovely message from a police officer in the UK who had just sat his tactical pursuit advanced training. And he said, during it, they showed my website and what happened to us on the day and kind of
Okay.
what I think should be done. Do you know which was?
Yeah. No, I do. I do know, and I'm sure. I don't know if good ever really comes from tragedies, but if any good could come, that things were changed so that practical pursuits were, I suppose, made safer for innocent people like yourself who are
Absolutely,
bystanders, then that would be something. How are you doing, Ilber?
I'm good, thank God. I'm good, thank God. Obviously, every time I'm there in my head every day,
Of course.
if there weren't, there'd be something wrong.
Of course.
You know.
Look, we really do appreciate you coming on and talking to us. Obviously, a very important message to get out there, and very important work you're doing, maybe changing the profile of road safety. And we're very grateful to you for speaking to us this morning. Thank you very much. That is Ilber Toomey there, road safety campaigner.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.